Start your week smiling with your friends, Kathy Zant and Michelle Frechette. It's time to get ready for some weekly motivation with WP Motivate. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Michelle.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. We're in
Phoenix, Arizona.
Camp Phoenix. This is so fun.
It's so fun. And this is the first time we can... I'm doing too. We're actually broadcasting from the same place, obviously.
Crazy.
Usually we're seeing each other over Zoom.
Yeah.
And we both Zoomed to be here. On a plane, that is. I know, I'm pathetically... The dad jokes. I'm a woman, I'm a mom, but I have the dad jokes in spades.
We should just start to hashtag mom joke.
Oh, I like that. We should do that. Okay, yeah. You got it. Anyway, so yeah, so we're Camp Phoenix, and it's been, I don't know for you, but it's been an amazing experience.
It's been amazing and a little overwhelming, because it's like coming home to my Phoenix family here, you know?
Yeah, you were an organizer.
I was an organizer. Not this year, I'm a speaker, but past two, I was an organizer here.
Yeah.
Lots of memories, lots of love here. So.
And it's been really great for me, because you know your way around, and I'm just like, I'll follow along.
My way around, I'm faking it for
today. Well, you're faking it well enough for me.
Yeah.
But it's been really heartwarming here.
Yeah.
Really.
And the weather?
Oh my gosh, the weather's been so much fun. I love Rochester. If you're in New York and you're watching or listening, you're awesome. But the weather here really is awesome.
Yes.
Hasn't snowed once.
And the sun just keeps on shining.
It does.
It's pretty wonderful.
It's been sunny every day.
Oh my gosh, we need to drink a lot of water, don't we?
No idea. Kathy's like, make sure it's really drying out here. And I'm like, I'm not in the sun. Because like the only time in Rochester is if you're in the sun. Oh no, it's just the air here has no moisture in it at all.
Yeah, it started to hit me. I'm like, gosh, I'm thirsty all the time. Oh, the desert thing. I remember when I first moved here.
Just keep drinking.
Yeah, someone said, just keep drinking water even if you think you're not thirsty. Because as soon as you get to the headache part, you're like, done.
It's too bad. It's too late.
Yeah, so I can feel like that kind of feeling happening, and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this.
You don't have to be that person crawling across the desert going, water.
Yeah, like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, to know that you need water, yeah, for sure.
I'll just need to make it to Albuquerque.
So work camps are always like coming back to family for both of us, because we know so many people in the WordPress community. But you know a lot of people locally here too, from the time that you lived here and the times that you've been here. So what's that been like to reconnect with people?
It makes me wonder why I moved, because it's like, here's what's like, what? Yeah, well, I mean, COVID kind of, obviously, the pandemic made things a lot harder to get back, but I miss Phoenix. Oh gosh, don't tell anybody in my family. Like, I'm thinking of like, how do I move back?
How do we get back to Phoenix?
Not yet. I got a few things to do still in Texas, but it is really nice to be back, and it's so good to see so many family. They're my family. They're part of a family. Yeah. It's a really unique community, because lots of WordPress communities have like people who come in and organize, and then they get a little burned out, and then you're like looking for new people to help do things and everything. But there's core people here who have stuck with the WordPress community for so long, and they're like anchors to the space. And there are new people who come in.
Yeah.
Lots of California people who have moved to Arizona, and they're like bringing the California WordPress vibes in.
I love it.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's really good to be back, and it's weird. And I keep saying, oh, remember last year, but that was 3 years ago, so it's like...
I know, we have to train our brains to say last time.
Yes.
Not last year,
yes.
Right? For sure.
Yeah, it's weird.
And you gave a talk yesterday.
I did. It was so fun. I had the best audience in the whole world, and I was really lucky, because it was like the first talk on the first day, so I got to like leverage everybody's excitement of being there. And I'm like, hey, is everybody excited to be here? And everybody's like, woo, yes we are. And then that just kind of created a really fun talk, because everybody was so engaged, and I kept bringing them in and asking questions. And
because it was the first talk and people were arriving, I couldn't go listen to your talk, so I have to listen to it later. I gave the first talk today.
You did.
And because it was quieter, you were able to be in the audience. And it was so nice to look out and see your smiling, supportive face. But it was great. I had such a good audience.
You did. And we were just sitting here, and we had somebody come up basically saying that you brought them to tears with your talk. I just make them laugh. You bring them to tears. A little more powerful there.
Come hear me talk. I will make you cry.
I'll just make you laugh.
I'll make you laugh and cry. Right? It's all good. It's all good. But it feels good to be able to give a talk to help Because I talk about, today's talk was about underrepresentation and how we can do better.
Yeah.
And make room at the table, level the playing field, like all of the little things that we say about that, that make it feel trivialized, to untrivialize it, untokenize it, and really have true representation of why representation matters. So my favorite talk is, or my favorite part of the talk is when I talk about the vacuum.
Yes.
And how in the 60s and 70s, vacuum cleaners are marketed to men to buy for women because women don't want to have to spend money on that at the time.
No.
But men buying that for you as a Christmas present or a Valentine's Day gift is the least romantic thing ever. And how, think about that when you're marketing to only people that look like you.
Yeah.
So we are two white women saying that right now. But the truth is that we want to see inclusivity in all aspects of WordPress and life in general, of course. But our spheres of influence tend to be within the WordPress community.
Right.
So.
Yeah, my big goal is to arm people who are maybe underrepresented, because I know if I can arm them with information and help them be successful, they're going to reach out into their communities,
yeah.
And then it's just going to have sort of a ripple effect,
yeah.
Through those communities. So that's my game.
So you can say we're kind of making waves.
We're making waves.
And we're okay with that.
I don't know if we're making waves. We're dropping the puddles.
Well.
And then waves happen, because I think the greater influence is,
yeah.
Like a few ripples out.
True.
When you're like affecting like 20 people you've never met, but because you influenced one person, that one person goes and influences,
yeah.
10 people, and then that.
I've dropped a few boulders over the years. Usually pebbles, but every once in a while I'm just like, screw it.
Yeah.
Here's a boulder in your pond. You're about to get splashed. Make it work.
Good for you. I like it.
I mean, it does work, right? So, and one of the things that, you know, that I've talked about a lot too, and I said this in my talk today, is that, we talked about this last week, is it's not about luck. Like, you have to help each other and you have to look out for yourself. And that having inclusivity, having diversity, making it matter is not something that happens by chance or by luck. You know, one of the things I said is like, I didn't end up in WordPress because somebody ran into me at a supermarket and said, hey, you want to work in tech?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It doesn't,
yeah.
work that way.
Yeah.
And when somebody says, well, you were in the right place at the right time, it's like, no, I fucking put myself in the right place,
right.
at the right time. It wasn't about just happenstance. So if you're out there and you're trying to figure out how to make things better for you, don't expect that things are going to come your way, and don't expect things to change. And if you're somebody who has the ability to help things change for other people, do it, because it's amazing when that happens.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, you have to put yourself in. It's just showing up, you know,
yeah.
seeing a need and showing up and filling that need, being of service,
mm-hmm.
and then something happens when you show up in the mindset and the intention of, how do I be of service? How do I take what I know and share it so that other people are empowered? Magic starts to happen, and
yeah.
then other things sort of serendipitously start showing,
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
Yeah.
I love the magical things of like, ooh,
I
could have never put all of these pieces together. I just showed up for this, but then all,
mm-hmm.
of these other things show up too.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like the wheels of the universe kind of get into motion, and,
mm-hmm.
then the right person shows up. But you have to show up in service.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
With an intention of, I am going to be of service, and,
mm-hmm.
and then the side effect of that is your influence.
Yes.
You know,
I think that's a great way to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, like if you show up and you're like, okay, I'm gonna be an influencer, I'm going to do all of these things, and I'm going to be amazing and wonderful. It just kind of falls flat. But if,
yeah.
you're like, okay, how do you work with WordPress, and like finding out where they're at, and okay, how can I be of service to this one person where they're at?
Yep.
And then being of service, then the magic happens. But you can't make magic happen.
Agreed.
But you have to show up to be of service.
Mm-hmm.
And
with
the
right
magic.
Intention.
Yeah.
And that's,
yes.
one thing I said in my talk is,
yes.
that it has to be intentional.
Yes.
Things don't happenstance, just fall into the right place.
Right.
They have to be intentional.
Yeah. So what are you
for
intentional,
sure.
about?
Well, tomorrow I'm intentional about getting home.
Yeah.
Today I'm intentional about maybe getting a good night's sleep tonight. But in general, my intentions are always to help others find jobs,
yeah.
and find a foothold in the parts of WordPress that they want to,
yeah.
find. And when you do, so you don't always get the confirmation that the work you're doing is good, right? So like every week I tweet out 10 companies that are hiring in WordPress, and I didn't know if it was doing anything. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it's about an hour to accumulate all that stuff every week to tweet it out. And I didn't know if it was having an effect. And so I tweeted out, I'm like, hey, if you've ever gotten a job because of this. And I had one person reach out and say, I have the position I have because of those tweets. And I had somebody else say, I hired somebody because of those tweets.
Amazing.
And so that was good. And then today, on the whiteboard of like who's hiring, who's not, somebody wrote WPCareerPages.com at the top. And I was like, it's making a difference. And so, but you don't always get that confirmation, right? So it's, I've been doing this for WP Career Pages for 2 years, 3 years. I started in 2020.
Yeah.
And so this is the first time that I had like spontaneous confirmation that it makes a difference. And that's, you don't see it automatically, you don't see it immediately, but to know that it actually makes a difference helps you continue to move forward, I think.
Amazing.
Isn't that cool?
That is so cool.
Yeah, really cool.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm so proud of you. I have watched people come to Kathy all weekend be like, oh my God, it's so good to see you. And then also just like repping the product. Like she. Like,
listen, let me tell you about this woman.
So what Kathy does. No, but Kathy really believes in whatever it is that she's doing. So
I can't live otherwise. I just.
No, right?
I see some people like affiliates. Not our affiliates, but like in the affiliate marketing world, where they're like able to wrap something that I know that they don't like fully use or believe in, and I'm just like, how do you do it? I have to believe in what I'm doing, and I'm really happy I have what I have.
Because, you have such passion about it when you explain it and stuff. I love that.
And I love Cadence. I love the Cadence community. I love Ben. I love Hannah. That it makes it so much easier when you're working with people who have so much integrity and they're doing. And I think all of our intentions are so similar because we're really trying to help people do things with WordPress to up-level themselves. Maybe not necessarily to get a job, but to build a business or to build profitable income. And I hear all of these stories. The next Cadence Beat podcast, we're actually interviewing someone who's making like boku bucks, like just blogging. She's doing so well.
Oh,
I'm so excited to share her story. Those kinds of things, that's like my intention. When I hear that story and I know that our product and everything that we're empowering helps somebody do that, I can sleep at night.
That's pretty awesome. And it's, go back to that ripple effect, right? So if you're empowering designers and agencies and developers, they're working for their clients to help them succeed.
Yeah.
And their clients are probably selling or doing something that helps their clients succeed. Right. So it's like, yeah, you throw that little pebble in the pond, and you never know how far those ripples go.
Yeah, Cadence is the big boulder, though.
It is.
It's so cool.
It is very cool.
Thank you, Ben. I know you're probably not watching because you're, like, coding or doing something amazing or playing with your kids, but thank you for making Cadence because it gives me fun stories to hear and fun stories to talk about. Yeah. So.
It's been fun to introduce it to people who haven't heard of it this weekend, too.
Yes, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Because we get... There's no like, oh yeah, I tried Cadence, didn't work for me. I haven't heard that. I have heard, oh my gosh, Cadence has changed my life.
Yeah.
And I've heard, what is Cadence? So it's like, I'm like, oh, I can't talk to you about this. This is so great. Yeah. So
I had one gentleman come up yesterday when you were talking, I think. And so what is Cadence? And I explained what Cadence is and how it works. And he said, well, you know, like, why should I use Cadence instead of like, I'm not going to name names, but the other page builders that are out here, I said, well, because you can try it for free. It's, you know, it's free to use, and then you can just upgrade or whatever. And at lunch today, before you sat down, he pulled out his iPad and told me that he installed Cadence on a website on his iPad.
Yeah, yeah.
And how easy it was, and how he's already joined the Facebook group, and
that's
already let him in.
Jerry came by too to make sure I knew that he had installed it using his iPad as well. And I'm like, you are so much braver than me.
He had like glee. It was a test. Yeah. It's a test site he's building, and like if it blows up, no biggie, he can start over again. But he's like, I'm not a convert yet. But I'm gonna give it a chance, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. And that's we're not sponsored by Cadence, by the way. We're just love it. I mean, our lives are kind of sponsored by it because we work for the company, but the podcast isn't, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Although, maybe we should talk to them.
Anyway.
The site's built with Cadence, though, isn't it?
It is. Yep, the site is built with Cadence. Absolutely, and I love it. I've built several sites now, so I like it.
It's my go-to.
Yep, absolutely. So, any clothing clothing? Closing thoughts?
Hopefully.
Speaking of clothing, oh, can I show this?
Yes, please.
So the speaker gift this year here was a jersey because it's March Madness, I guess.
Yeah.
And so it says speaker on it, and it's hard for me to come by clothing that fits my size. And speaker gifts almost never fit my size. So I was like, well, I'm never going to be able to wear it, but I don't want to give it away because it was my speaker gift. So I actually got, I've got hundreds of signatures on it already. And I'm going to put it in a case in my office.
Yeah.
So it'll be there with memories of the people who were here.
And right behind us is where the Phoenix Suns actually play, like right across the street here from
this
the venue.
This I did not know.
That, the building with all the wavy, that's where they play.
The one I walked by several times.
Yes. And so that's all like the Phoenix Suns colors. And the reason that they chose that is because the Suns are kind of making a comeback this year and they're doing good. And it's sort of like the WordPress.
I love it.
WordPress and WordCamps are making a comeback. And
perfect.
Darn it, Clancy's going to be mad because he's had like this whole speech like this yesterday morning about it, about why they chose this theme and basketball and everything. And it's not a comeback. It's something else, and I can't remember the word.
Look it up. phoenix.wordcamp.org/2023.
And the cool thing is, so I'm from Chicago. Michael Jordan, grew up with Michael Jordan playing, watched him play for the Bulls, watched him play here in Scottsdale for the Scorpions when he was playing baseball for those few years. The few years that Michael Jordan played.
That trial.
Got pictures, like actual, like had to take him to like get them develop pictures of him playing baseball. But his number was 23.
Oh, perfect.
And so to me, that's kind of cool because it's basketball and it's, you know, I do miss some things about Chicago, not the weather necessarily.
I can understand that, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, well, my parting thought is get involved, right? Yeah. So if you haven't been to a WordCamp before, highly recommend it. Go to wordcamp.org and look at the schedule. There's a lot coming up this year. Probably find one local to you, or, you know, if you have the budget and the wanderlust, travel to one that looks interesting to you and meet a few people because it's really worthwhile.
And tax deductible because you're traveling for business, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's a good reminder.
So much is changing with WordPress, you know, with full site editing or site editing and so much. We're kind of in this very long transitory position where it's gone from like mostly a blogging platform into like building sites and doing so many fun things. And this is the place where you get to hear what's cutting edge. WordCamps are the WordCamp speaker selection committees are looking for the latest, the greatest, what is going to prepare people for the future. Mm-hmm. So this is the place you come to really prepare yourself for the future, to make connections in the hallway with people who are doing interesting, creative things that up-level your business. Mm-hmm. There's so much that happens here. And if you're in WordPress and you are not at a WordCamp, if you are not up-leveling your education with what you can do with WordPress, you're missing out. And you're also missing out on fun because it's a great time too.
Yeah, for sure. I guess that's it from Phoenix.
We got to Zoom next time?
We got to Zoom next time, I know.
You're coming to Oklahoma sometime?
I am.
Because that's kind of close to Texas.
I'll be in Oklahoma City for my brother's high school graduation in the end of May.
Come see you.
That will be okay with me. Absolutely.
We can grab some other Oklahoma WordPress people. Maybe we can have like our little secret WordCamp party.
Ooh.
Okay. Unofficial.
We have plans to make now, so we will see you next week.
Bye.
This has been WP Motivate with Kathy Zant and Michelle Freshette. To learn more or to sponsor us, go to WPMotivate.com.